Winnipeg. Lawyers for a former Canadian fashion mogul asked the Manitoba Court of Appeal to reconsider a United States extradition order, citing concerns over Peter Nygaard's health if he were to serve time south of the border. They were in a Winnipeg courtroom Wednesday to argue against three issues in the order, and are requesting Federal Justice Minister David Lametti address them. Lametti issued the order in March 2022, requiring the 81-year-old be sent to the United States once his Canadian court cases are settled. Nygaard was first arrested in Winnipeg in 2020 under the Extradition Act after he was charged with 9 counts in New York, including sex trafficking and racketeering charges. U.S. authorities allege he used his position in the fashion industry to lure women and girls. The disgraced fashion entrepreneur faces similar charges in Canada. In Toronto, where he is currently in custody, Nygaard has been charged with multiple counts of sexual assault and forcible confinement, and is scheduled to face trial in September. A complainant in Montreal came forward with allegations that led to Nygaard being charged with 1 count of sexual assault and 1 count of forcible confinement. The trial in Quebec is expected to take place next year. Nygaard waived his appearance at the Manitoba Court of Appeal hearing. He has maintained his innocence. Lawyers for the founder of the defunct global women's clothing company, Nygaard International, are asking for Lametti to ensure their client would not be housed at Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center due to humanitarian concerns over Nygaard's age and health. Brian Greenspan, Nygaard's lawyer, told the Manitoba Court of Appeal that conditions at the facility were terrible. He argued that being at the detention center could undermine his client's health. Those concerns can be simply addressed and easily addressed by the minister, Greenspan said. Lawyers for the justice minister told the court the Metropolitan Detention Center submitted a report showing the facility was in good shape. Greenspan also argued the racketeering charge shouldn't be considered because Canada does not have a comparable offense. It does not matter if the surrender offenses have different elements than the Canadian offenses, Scott Farlinger, the justice minister's lawyer, told the court. Greenspan is also requesting assurances that Nygaard will not be involuntarily or indefinitely imprisoned after serving a sentence if convicted. The panel of three judges have reserved their decision. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 26, 2023. Brittany Hobson, the Canadian Press.